case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I don't know what you can do on an Android. I'm an iPhone gal. Yeah.
We're all iPhone people here, except for our intern canteen
Kevin.
Boy.
Ugh. Yeah, intern canteen boy. So I'm not sure. Can you go to the mic, please? Can you go to the mic, please?
go to the microphone, intern canteen boy.
Do you even have a feature where you can forward a voicemail to somebody? Do you even know what that is?
Yeah, and I think so.
Okay, well, here's the story. There are so many features on the iPhone that I learn about from other people or whatever, the Android, that we can do with technology that like people don't even realize. Some of the most techie people, I'm teaching some things and vice versa. And I'm like, I just thought I knew everything. So when I had gotten the iPhone 11, right, I thought, seriously. And I get these voicemails from like my kid's doctor.
Yeah, important stuff.
And still know everything. When I get these voicemails.
Sure. By the way, she wouldn't let me know. I heard that comment.
From my kid's doctor.
Yeah.
I don't want to then have to call my ex or text him 5 million things. I'd rather just forward the voicemail from the nurse so he knows exactly what's going on. It's in her words. There's no paraphrasing. Time saved. Yes. So when I realized that when you're looking at your voicemails, which I don't actually... Do you listen to them?
Sometimes.
Or do you just read the transcribing?
I look at my missed calls and I call them back.
Oh, I don't do that either.
I don't listen to voicemails.
I said, I can forward voicemails to people. This is amazing.
Just like if you were to share an article or something on
Your phone. Just like you shared something on Facebook. So Riggs is like, what do you mean? I'm like, how did you not know this, Riggs?
You just send it like a voice file then. So that it's like a voice memo and it shows up to the other person's phone. They listen to it. That's great.
And then Rick shows me there's these ways to highlight a ton of pictures at once in your photo album. Like all these technology things I didn't know I could even do that are just random things.
And if you don't know it, there's got to be a lot of other people who just, it's not common knowledge.
And when I learn it, I assume everybody knows it already. And then when people are like, I didn't know that.
Did you know? You ever have a chance where you're typing a message and you misspell a word where there's like one letter that's off and you're trying to tap in the middle of the word to get it?
Oh my God, I hate
right?
that.
Here's what you do. If you have the iPhone, hold down your thumb on the space bar, like hold it down. And it'll turn it into a cursor that will move around very easily so you can move it in between two letters.
My God, my brain's going to explode because it's all happening so fast.
I'm
going to need a hands-on learning tip
later. I'll show you. Like if you're typing a word, hold down your thumb on the space bar. And then you can move your thumb right and left. And it's like a trackpad, almost like a mouse.
I fight with the cursor every day.
So it's the same thing as having a mouse. So it's making it so much easier to edit a word. If you have to put like another H in there, or you need to misspell something, take out an extra F or whatever.
We are changing
makes
lives.
It way easier,
I get so mad when the fight between the iPhone and the Android. But I'm sitting here with looking at intern Kevin's phone, who takes video for our social media. And I go, why does your video, no offense, I go, why does your video look so grainy? And he's like, what do you mean? And I realize it's because the iPhone is so different.
So.
When you put the exact same video on both, which I did we not put them side by side?
We did.
And you have the Android,
night
be
and,
fair.
Night
I
and
have
day.
The newest Android, too, and you have the newest iPhone, and it's just a huge difference.
Mine was better, no?
Oh, yeah,
the
why?
iPhone.
Night and day,
looked,
dude.
And yours didn't look bad till I put it next to mine, and then you saw how grainy yours looked.
Mm-hmm. Same video, same conditions, same everything, too.
I'm really going to argue with people when they want to get in this argument with me. Done it, man.
Right. I agree that iPhones are better.
You got rid of it because you were fighting the man.
Yeah, the Android is just Android's also a lot cheaper.
Okay, there you go.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.